I made it through childhood with only a little discomfort around gender. Sure, I was a slight feminine boy, late to physically mature. I was bullied for not meeting society's expectations for boys. And there is that embarrassing photographic record of my having dressed up as a girl for Halloween at the age of 9 or so. Embarrassing mostly because of my appalling fashion sense. But I definitely don't remember thinking I was a girl inside. I had a serious girlfriend in high school, but came close to having sex with a male friend. I had strong friendships with both girls and boys, but I found the ones with girls more rewarding. When I got to my early 20s, though, I found I needed to express myself more femininely. I wish I could remember the origin of that desire, but all I know now is that it was strong. I remember buying a pair of identical half-moon necklaces, one for me and one for my girlfriend. If she'd been pleased, my life probably would have taken a different course. But as you may have guessed, her reaction was extremely negative, and she made it clear she couldn't tolerate external expressions of femininity. She was older than me, and I was keen for our relationship to be a success, so I tried to push this part of myself down under the surface. My girlfriend and I ended up marrying and having a daughter together. 2 decades later, though, when I reached my 40s, dissatisfaction with the gendered aspect of my life, combined with greater confidence and experience, led me to make another attempt at expressing my femininity. This marked the beginning and the end of my marriage. An academic sabbatical on my own in Sweden gave me the opportunity to try out a more androgynous presentation. I came back to my life in Kansas wearing capri pants that, although marketed to men in Sweden, certainly turned heads in my small college town. A series of small changes in my gender presentation, how I dressed, moved, and so on, took me to a place where I was seen as a very feminine man. By that point, I'd come to think of myself as something other than a man, but not as a woman. I considered myself intergender and made contact with other people who were trying to make a life for themselves outside the gender binary. Unfortunately, I found most people just couldn't make sense of my being intergender. They tended to see me as just a feminine, probably gay man. In the meantime, though, I'd fallen in love with a wonderful woman named Cora, who is now my wife. Cora had always identified and still identifies as a lesbian, and she was attracted to me despite knowing that my body was male. I simply had the right kind of gender energy for her. She told me later she loved how I moved like a ballerina. I believe it was Cora's love and attraction for me that gave me the confidence to transition as to living as a woman, leaving my intergender identity behind. At the beginning of my gender journey, such a goal just hadn't seemed reachable, but I'd now progressed to a point where it no longer seemed a stretch, even though I wasn't sure really what it meant to be a woman. Many changes followed, including hormones and surgery, and I came to be very comfortable in my identity and life as a woman. But I still feel that gender is more complicated than the gender binary, and continue to hold out hope for a future in which people's full, unique genders are recognized. As part of my personal development, I've been trying to see past people's bodies, to pay attention to how people actually are in terms of gender. And I think it's working, that I'm seeing people differently than I used to, seeing essences instead of what's on the surface. And I hope today's service will help some of you to better see people's gender essences, as this is the first step toward moving to a future in which people's genders aren't reduced to their bodies. I recently met up with some academic colleagues and friends who I hadn't seen for 20 years, but who had learned of my transition via the grapevine. We were having dinner when one of them, Anna, said I was just as I'd always been. She gave me just enough time for disappointment to register on my face and then added, although you're softer now and have more curves. Anna went on to say that when she'd heard I'd transitioned, it wasn't a surprise. And I think she was saying my gender essence has remained constant all these years, and I've come around to finding that reassuring. By the way, the daughter, Cleo, I had with my ex-wife is now 26 and lives with her girlfriend in Jamaica Plain. And she's proud to call me one of her moms.